All right, Bill, would you say it is safe to say that everybody wants to be famous?
Everybody does want to be famous.
Do you have certain ways that you would like to get there? Because this, our next guest is famous. He's been on Jimmy Fallon's show. He's been all over the place. He's on our show today. And his fame came in an interesting way.
It sure did. I think that puts it mildly.
Michael Wolff, would you agree with that?
I agree with everything except for I haven't been on the Jimmy Fallon show yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
You're coming. It's coming up, right?
It's coming up. I'm hoping. Yes, sir.
Do we know what day that's going to be yet, Michael? Has that been announced yet?
No, he hasn't contacted me, so everybody needs to just start tweeting at him. I've been tweeting at him for a while, too.
Can I tell you when? Because I know when you're going to be on. I already know. It's going to be during sweeps month.
During sweeps month?
Yeah, they want to get the highest ratings.
And they have to sweep up the hair.
And they have to sweep up the hair.
I was going to say, they're going to shave me so they can sweep up the hair.
Well, Michael Wolff is our guest. He is the man behind the calendar hair, and we'll explain that in just a little bit. But Michael, to put it in the most simple terms, you have a lot of hair on your back, and Wendy's discussed this a couple times. She's got the same thing.
Stop it!
And what they've done is they will shave works of art into your back hair. Correct?
That's exactly right.
That's fantastic.
Exactly right. We're having a lot of fun with it.
All right, how does this become a reality? You're thinking, boy, I'm hairy back there. Let's have some fun with it.
Well, that's exactly what happened. So it was July of 2008, and my birthday is the 4th of July. And so we were going camping with about 30 other people, and I talked to my buddy. I said, hey, it was the 2nd of July, I believe it was. It could have been the 3rd, but I said, hey, I need an American flag shaved in my back for this camping trip. And he goes, you got to be kidding me. I said, not a chance. You know, I really need this. So he came over that night. He sketched out a couple things, and I said, that's the one. And sure enough, he shaped it in the back, and it looked perfect. So all weekend long at the camp, we were having fun with it.
Wendy's shaking her head no so hard that I think her head may fall off her neck.
No, I got to tell you, I'm kind of...
Why say no when it's so easy to say yes?
Yes, so true.
I'm intrigued and I'm disgusted. Is that like an okay combination?
Oh, yeah. It's perfectly fine.
Well, Michael...
I think you fall in the same category as my wife.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, that was question number 6 for me is, has any woman seen past the back hair and loved you for who you truly are? But you guys are married. So, obviously, yes.
We've been married, yes. Yes, we've been married for 12 years.
Fantastic.
I can't believe how thick your back hair is. You look like Chewbacca. Like, I'm looking at the New Year one where the glasses are, you know, clinking.
Champagne glasses?
That is some...
It's lush.
It is very lush.
Very lush.
I got to see if I can zoom in on this.
You don't want to.
Well, we also comb it out, you know. We got to make it fluff for the shaving.
So there's a few options if somebody like yourself, Michael, has an excessive amount of back hair. You can try your best to shave it all off. Did you ever try to shave it just all off completely?
You know, I did. It's all started my senior year of high school, and I was a wrestler, so I had to wear those stupid singlets, right?
Yeah.
And it started sprouting. I was like, oh, no, what do we have here? Nobody likes the guy with back hair. So I nared it for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I nared it for 2 years of my life, and then finally I was just like, you know what? I just can't keep up with this. And so I was at the time dating my now wife, and I just said, hey, I have something to tell you. We were on a date one night, and I said, I have something to tell you.
Yep.
And she was okay, and she could tell I was a little bit nervous. And I said, yeah, you know, I have back hair. And she goes, so I've never seen that. I said, I know, because I narrow it all the time, but I legitimately have a lot of back hair. And she's like, I don't care. And I said, really? And so from that point on, it was game on.
It was. Good.
Yeah.
And now, I'm looking for is your chest hair as thick?
You know, chest hair is just as thick, but it's not like, there's a lot of guys with more chest hair. Let's put it that way.
All right.
And why don't you explain how we can get our hands on this calendar hair? I don't know
well,
how to say it.
Appreciate you letting me do that.
Yeah.
Appreciate you letting me do that. Yeah, we go to www.calendhair.com. And that's my website. You can buy it online. Just have PayPal pay for it. And then it's $20, but that also includes your shipping. Mm-hmm. So I'll ship it for the $20 that you guys buy it for.
And you are going to use the proceeds to buy new razors to continue this tradition year after year, aren't you?
No, proceeds to Gates of Hope, which is a orphanage out of Nairobi, Kenya.
It's Gates of Hope?
Yeah, Gates of Hope, and that's at www.gatesofhope.net.
God, are you nice.
And you know what? So here's the story behind that. A buddy of mine from college went there for his internship. He was a social worker. And he came back. His heart went out to these kids. They were really malnourished. They had a lot of medical issues. None of them were educated. And so he started this foundation for Gates of Hope. And since then, we've supported them when we can and stuff like this. But we've created a pretty big group of support for this orphanage. And now that I have this this avenue to do it, I figured proceeds can go there.
Turn it into a positive. That's so nice of you. Michael, I'm sure nobody has ever pointed out your ironic last name, correct?
No, nobody ever has.
All right. I'll keep that streak alive then.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right.
I think the name of the story from the Channel 7 news here was The Wolfman.
Oh, that was nice. Good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
All right. For those of you who haven't gone to the website yet, which is calendhair.com, CalendHair.com, why don't you go over, I mentioned New Year with the glasses clinking and some streamers. That was shaved into your back for January, obviously. Why don't you tell us what some of the other months are for people who haven't gone there yet? God, that bikini's really weird.
Yep.
I thought you were going to say beautiful. I didn't think you were going to go weird with it.
When Wendy says weird, she means beautiful,
Michael.
It's not
a bad thing.
Yeah,
it's
exactly. Yep.
I kind of like it.
So we named every single picture. And so when you get the calendar, the name of the picture's on the bottom right-hand side. And so, for December, we have Away in a Manger.
Beautiful.
Which is, of course, the nativity scene.
Yeah.
Let's see. October. Of course, October. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
October is, of course, the Grim Reaper.
Nice.
And America, the Beautiful.
Oh, very nice.
I love that one. I got to tell you, that is
patriotic.
My favorite.
Yeah.
It's majestic. It's majestic. Uh-huh.
And the going back to school, the backpack looks pretty good. Tell us about August.
August, back here to school time. And so what it was I was sitting there, and that was the only one I didn't have. That was the very last shaving I did. And I was like, what am I going to do for August since I've obviously done the hair-kini for June? And what happened was I saw my kid walk into school, and I'm like, oh, there's a backpack on there. And, of course, a back hair pack. So that's what we did. We did a backpack, and those are my two kids, actually.
Well, and they couldn't be more proud. You can tell by looking at them. They're extremely proud of you, Michael.
Yeah, as they're looking away.
Yep.
But, you know, Michael, I'm proud of you for telling your now wife, you know, I got this thing going on. It's back here. And she goes, oh, I don't care. It doesn't look that bad. You had been nairing it, which, you know, that's a lot of work. You have shown that, you know, you can live with this and do something fun with it, because your son or daughter may have that as they grow up too, right?
We're hoping that the daughter doesn't, but yeah, I guess we're hoping that the son doesn't as well, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like, hair is beautiful. They're showing a lot of women these days are not shaving their underarms anymore. There's a whole many websites dedicated to that where it just shows chicks raising their arm and
sure.
It looks, you know, hairy. And really, what's wrong with it? It's just we're not used to it.
Well, right, and obviously there's stigmas, you know, with everything, but really, who cares, right? I mean, you are who you are, so you might as well, just, I guess, if you got it, flaunt it.
Yes, so true. Live it up. Michael, you're inspiring. Am I the only person who's told you that? Because you are.
No, you're not, but I appreciate it.
All right.
Oh, my God, will you please tell us what May is called, just because I want to hear you say it.
So the idea behind May was, I said, hey, I need a mariachi guitar player and make the end of the deck something like Cinco de Mayo or something like that. And then so the artist of it, he's like, I got this. Don't worry about it. And so he shaved that in, and so it's kind of like a guy wearing a sombrero, you know, head down in a chair, and he's playing his guitar. And so I said, oh, I got the perfect name for it. He said, well, what's that? I said, I'm a mariachi band. And he's like, yeah, that makes sense.
So how long does it take you in between, like once you have done a new work of art on your back, does it take you the whole month to regrow the hair back, or does it just take a couple of days or weeks?
No. 4 months. 4 months to regrow hair.
Really?
So my first shaving was in 08, and then we didn't come up with the idea until 2010.
Yeah.
But I've been working on it ever since. Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Couple mistakes. You know, did a couple things that we didn't like.
Right.
And so it's basically taken us from 2010 till now to get this thing done.
Well, it's worth the effort, and it's really, it's cute. I got to say it's cute. Now I've gone all the way to cute. His name is Michael Wolf. He's the guy behind the Calland hair. Am I saying it right? It doesn't sound right when
That's
I say it.
Yeah.
And you
the
can go.
The weird does mean cute, right?
Yes, it does.
And good luck to you, calendhair.com. I think we need to order one for our office, Bill.
We should get one. We definitely should get one. Thank you, Michael.
Hey, guys, I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right, keep up the good work.
Grow them if you got them.
Grow them if you got them.
Thank you, Michael. I love him.
He's a nice man.
He's a hairy man.
He's walking around. He's got works of art right out there on his back. What else can you ask for?
It's bushy.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
George W. Bushy.
Right. All right. A quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.